in Mansour, 832 Legley Street, from 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. August 18th, I'll mess up a French name, y'all. Placheville Community Center, 245 Highway 1181, 9:30 a.m. till 11:30 a.m. In Cottonport, 650 Jacob Street, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. August the 24th, the Effie Volunteer Fire Department, 3369 Highway 107 in Effie, from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And also the Starlight Baptist Church, 3538 Highway 1 in Marksville, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Song out of their soul.
Yes, they did.
And now it's preaching time. That was a familiar word in the Gospel of Big John, chapter 8, and verse 1. Big John.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 8.
Amen.
And verses 1. And when you have it, say amen. Again, to God be the glory.
Yes.
Who is able.
Yes.
We all are fighting with something.
Yes.
We all are having trials every now and then.
Yes.
Trials come. And trials go. 8th chapter of John. Verse 1.
Okay.
You have it, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. And all the people came unto him and sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery.
Yes.
And when they had set her in the midst,
yes, sir.
With God Almighty, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses 5 says, in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what says thou? 6. This they saying, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin, let him first cast the stone at her. And again he stooped down,
yes,
and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it being convicted by their own conscience went out one by one, beginning at the eldest even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. You may be seated. On the subject, looking beyond my thoughts.
Yeah.
That's a personal thing.
Amen.
Because all of us in here has got some kind of issues. All of us in here are battling or have battled with something in the midst. Now, we might not want to attest to that,
right,
but just to know that God is no respecter of a person. He says he reigns on the just and the unjust.
I hear.
And there is nothing coming before the Lord's desk without approval.
Yes.
They saying that this Bible, whatever the name of it is, have come back. If God didn't want it to come back, he wouldn't have let it come back.
Hey!
We let it come back for a reason.
Chastise.
That just to let us know that to stay on your knees a little more.
Yeah.
And pray sincere prayers more than what you have done.
Yeah.
Because when they start lifting up, when the country start going around and things like that, some people have just, not nobody in here, but the shoe fit way, some people in here have forgot, some people just have forgot all about that we had came out of a pandemic. And the Lord is just like he was on yesterday with the children of Israel. He loved them, he'll whoop them, he loved them, he'll whoop them, he'll love them, he'll whoop them. So he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
He changes not.
And he changes not.
Yes, sir.
As doctors say, early that morning, he went to some place called the Mount of Olives. And if you know it or not, that was a place where it was quiet. A place where he could teach his disciples about the coming of the future. Because Jesus knew that his time was coming now. And he wanted to teach them every now and then about the coming of his death.
Yeah.
He wanted to teach them to let them know that I'm God. And I'm God all by myself. He wanted to teach them that you're going to have to take this gospel to the uttermost parts of the world.
Go ahead.
And not only that, but I'm going to give you something that you can have and use because you're going to need it, because you're going to come up against some highly educated folks that pretend to be Christ, pretend to be Christians, but they raving wolves. So I'm going to give you something that'll make you humbler as a dove and wise as a servant. And it's called the Holy Ghost. This morning, he looked beyond your and our faults. How did you say that? Because if he wouldn't have, we would be still lying in the bed. Spirit out of us and gone to the mall. But because of his grace and his mercy that endured, because I heard John 1:17 say, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. It says, the word was made flesh, and it dwelt among. He didn't have to come down here, but he came down here poor so he could reach the poor and everybody else. Can I hear the witness this morning? Jesus came born in a stable, born in a poor position, and he still had integrity about himself, letting people know that I am from above. You are from beneath. And in this text here, you will find out that Jesus went early that morning to the temple. And notice about what he said, it was early in the morning. Now what time, I don't know. But I do know that Jesus was trying to teach the multitude principles and love and compassion toward one of another. But while he was teaching, let me tell you something, whenever you're trying to do something positive, there will always be somebody trying to interrupt. There will always be somebody got something to say. You know some people like that? That always got something to say. The old folks say better. A fool is kind of wise when you don't say nothing.
Yes, sir.
My mama used to say, you got to watch those people that always talk all the time. Because all they're doing is lying. Early
in
the morning. He came, look what it says, verse 2, again. Into the temple. Now notice something. He stayed in his father's sanctuary. Even though he was the word and he was there with his daddy in the beginning and all that. But he's showing up that you have to come to church.
Yes, sir.
Not only do you come to church, but try to come to church to get something out of it. And when you get something out of it, you go and tell somebody else about whatever they're going through. You can make it help somebody. It's like a baton, like a race. Grandma used to say, Dr. Johnson, Lord, hold my hand while I run this race. This is a race that we are running.
Yes, sir.
And I try to run it with pure heart, and I try to do all I can to dot every eye and cross every knee. But guess what? I'm still falling short every day of my life. Because this flesh is sinful. This flesh don't mean us no good, but we're living in this flesh. But while we're living in this flesh, we got to show the love of Christ to each and every one of us that's down here.
Yes, sir. Yes.
How can you say you love God and you're on the phone talking about your brother? You're on the phone talking about your sister. I'm not talking about the right, but I'm just trying to tell you that the gospel is true.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And Jesus is letting us know, and Jesus is telling us this morning, I look beyond your fault. You got to look beyond somebody else's fault.
I hear you.
Yes, sir.
But when somebody is down, and you know they're down, instead of us picking them up, we're trying to push them down further. You don't know nobody like that. I love Jesus because Jesus, anybody that came to Jesus, whether they were sick, whether they were on dope, whether they were whatever they was on, Jesus didn't push them down. He looked them up.
Hey, you're on it.
That's what I try to do. I try to lift up people. And I try to show them love as much as I can because you don't know when your day gonna come. That dark day that you might have to call on somebody. Grandmama say, be careful to the people that go up that ladder. Because the same people you look going up that ladder, you're going to have to come down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're going to drag it tomorrow.
You bring
and Grandmama used to always say, be careful because who you talk about, because that same person may have to give you a cold glass of water.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Mama said that.
Yes, you say it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, she said.
And I try to live by those principles today. When everybody's gone, I'm not just sitting up in here. I'm praying for every soul because I My job is to look out for each and every soul. And I don't want God to get up there and say, Eugene, I gave you all that word. Depart from me. I know you. I made you, but I know you. I don't want to say it. People going to talk about you, Dr. Jones. People going to lie on you, Dr. Jones.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
People going to catalyze your name. All that comes with the territory.
Yes, sir.
This is not no easy job like Yosemite Line.
Yes, sir.
This is a job where you're going to get hit from every side. And Jesus here is dealing with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Because they were smart people. They were educated. But inwardly, Jesus said, you are nothing but a raving wolf. And it says, early that morning,
early
in the church, the temple says,
and
all people came unto him.
Well,
and he sat down, look what he did, and taught them.
Yes,
he wasn't teaching them about incorrect stuff. He was teaching them about correct stuff.
Yes, sir.
About his death.
Yeah, yeah.
About how he going to go to Calvary for the sins of the world. About how you have to love your brother in spite of him. You have to love your enemies. And he was teaching them all that some call the beatitude. You got to love those in spite of them. You got to take a hit and keep on kicking. That's what the old folks say. Take a lick and keep on kicking.
That sounds like timing.
Amen.
Hey. I ain't got you.
Be hard sometimes, you Jews. Be hard on me sometimes. My wife don't understand a lot of things I be saying. I'm telling her, she don't understand that when you're standing for God, you're going to be hit from every side. You're going to have all kind of hell inside of you. You're going to have all kind of people coming to you. She don't understand it.
It ain't for her.
No, it ain't for her.
It ain't for none of ours. It's for you.
It's for God.
It's for me.
And he. He found me 29 years ago. I didn't find him. He found me.
Yes, sir.
And asked me, said, will you preach my word?
That's what he
said. Gave me a choice. That's just like this morning. He giving you a choice. You know, because every time you look around, somebody has gone on home or something, have COVID or whatever it is. So it's time for us to say, hey, I got to pull up my britches a little bit more and get on my knees and pray a little bit more. And not only pray for me and my family, but pray for my neighbors and pray for those that I know going through some hard time. Was a true preacher.
Yes, sir.
He said he was humble. Yes, he was. But he didn't take no good news.
No.
All you got to do is look in 2. Find a ladder call. I'm at that 14th verse of 2. He went down to Capernaum and up to Jerusalem, and they was up in his temple there, selling and down there. What he did?
Yes, sir.
Come on,
y'all. I'm not no wimp
either.
Yes, sir.
But I know I got to be humble if I'm talking about preaching this gospel. I'm not no wimp.
Better not be no wimp.
Now, if you've been in New Orleans, you ain't. You got to be wrong. No. But I got humbleness in me now because God touched my heart years ago. Right. And when God touched your heart, you will never be the same.
Can't be the same.
I'm going to say it again. When God came, they have a song out. When he come into my heart, he'll change you inside out. Looking beyond my fault this morning, he woke me up this morning.
Yes,
he kept me in my right sound mind this morning. And you too. So you got something to praise God for. Even though what you're going through, I can still have joy because I know that the Lord is.
My glory.
This ain't nothing to play with.
No.
It's like fire. That's Jeremiah. Jeremiah 29. They did Jeremiah so bad, even his family they did bad. And he said, Lord, just leave me alone. Them people that you saw what they have done to me. But God said, if I chose you, I'm going to be with you to the ends.
Yes, sir.
The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman.
That's them
A lot of people like to talk about what other folks done. But you need to look in the mirror and look at your own self.
Well.
That's why I don't try to talk about people. Because I got fault myself. Not saying I don't, but I'm trying to ask the Lord to help me with that. Because I know if I'm talking about Joe Blow, somebody will be talking about me.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says the old folks don't. The Bible says the old folks say what goes around.
Come around.
Come back.
Yes, sir. Come back, baby.
it comes around, don't it?
Yes, sir.
But if you do good, good gonna follow you. If you do bad, bad gonna follow you. So I'm just learning how to try to do good to everybody and pay my tithes. Because I know that if I keep my hand in God's unchanging hand, whenever trials come, Dr. Jones, whatever call, I know that God will see you and I through.
Yes, sir.
For what you talking about. Stand on it.
And not only that, when you look beyond my fault, I can go and tell somebody on Monroe Street how good God is. Even though they may be full of that drug, I don't look at that because it could be me.
Yes, sir.
Look past his fault.
See your need.
And it could be you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But because of his grace
and his mercy.
And his mercy. That's why we can stand in this house of God and say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
It ain't been no peaches and cream this week for me. It ain't been no howdy this week for me. But after all the hell I've been through, I still can say that Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord.
It's my strength. All right, Nehemiah.
It's my strength. That's what it says.
I know.
The joy of the Lord should be your strength this morning. Even though I'm by hell and hot water on me and the devil's on my trail, but I'm going to still say, if I lift up my eyes unto the hill, from which cometh my help, all of my help.
Go ahead. Preach the word.
Yes, sir.
You better preach.
You got to know one thing, that God is no respecter of a person.
Preach it.
Anybody that came to him, they didn't leave the same way they came. A few days ago, that woman that came to the well at the sixth hour, E.B. Hurley, and that wasn't a time the women would come anyway, but because of his grace and mercy, the Bible said in St. John 4:6, he set that dust on the well, weary with his waiting on that woman.
Yes,
you tell me God ain't good. I said, you tell me God ain't good. Yes, he's more than good. He's sweet. Because didn't nobody want to be bothered with that woman. Didn't nobody want to have nothing to do with that woman.
Mary.
I could see them sitting folks say that old woman there and call it. I don't know what I'm talking about. Call her all out of name and everything else but a child of God. But because of Jesus' love.
Yes, sir.
Brought her in.
And I'm saying this morning because he's love us so. That's why he can look beyond our faults and see our need.
What is your need this morning?
I need.
My need is to strive to be like Christ.
Be like Jesus.
My need is to strive to show the love of Christ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My need is to strive to show somebody on Bolton Avenue that ain't downtown on 15th Street, down by the Marshall's office, that God will sustain
you.
God will make a way out of no way. God will put a door where there ain't no door. God will put you in a place where you thought you would never have been and never could see. God will do that.
Put you on this plate.
You have to cry sometimes. Because the old death angels always lurking. And I don't know how dying them feel because I can't say that I'd be lying. But I know that they is going through because we all go through trials and tribulations every now and then. Just like the trial might come to you today, that don't mean it won't come to you tomorrow or next week. So while you are waiting, while you are trying to strive with Jesus in your heart and God in your heart, you know that every now and then tears may come from your eyes every now and then. That don't mean Jesus ain't with you. All that means is Jesus trying to strengthen you and womb you for more trials and more tribulation. He's trying to tell you that I'm with you regardless of whatever the situation may be. I'm with you. Them old folks, Dr. John, today, they didn't have two nickels worth together.
Boy, what you talking about? Broke together.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I tell my wife that all the time. I say, see, you come, I'm a little older than you. If you came up with me, you'd think them people going to beat the devil out of you. But I thank God for grandmama and grandmama.
because they taught me why they were beating me. I'm beating you because your future lies with the beating. Train up a child in the way he go, and spare not the rod. And when he get old, he will not forget the teaching of the daddy, mom, and grandma.
Boy, what you talking about?
I know what I'm talking about.
Boy, that was real.
I know what I'm talking about.
I know you know what you're talking
about. He said, Eugene, they ain't going to listen to you.
You feel it now.
He said, Eugene, they ain't going to listen to you. But you don't tell them anyhow. Because I'm the one met you at the water fountain, not them.
Go
but
ahead.
You tell them anyway. And when you do that, I wasn't going to leave behind.
Oh, yeah.
Look at me on.
My
fault.
Go ahead.
So, my needs. Woke us up this morning, not only that, quiet, but he woke us up with a joyful mind.
Tell us what he did. What it did.
While we sitting there trying to get our thoughts together, we jumped down in sleep last night. But do you know that? And I know you know that somewhere in this universe, somebody didn't open their eyes.
Tell us about it.
Somebody woke up with in a coma.
Yeah.
Somebody woke up with high blood pressure.
Yeah.
Somebody woke up with COVID-19.
Yeah.
But that we still here today, right in this sanctuary that God made all of this.
Joy in this house. The Spirit of God.
They brought this one.
Yes.
In the midst.
Yes, sir.
And they didn't care about who was looking.
I hear you.
They didn't care what they said. Because I know they said some things, you know that. But I know one thing, that if God's right, who can be against? Let me say it again. If God's right,
who can be against?
Jesus didn't want to hear all that foolishness if you read the text.
No, he didn't.
The text said he kept on teaching the people, but they kept on afflicting him, trying to trap him in his word. You can't trap God in no word. Man, how you going to get over on God? You crazy?
Yeah, okay.
Can't get over on no God. You got to be out your mind. That man know your ups and downs. We don't even know the hell in our heads. We don't even know how many times our heart beat a day. So how you going to try to get over on God? You crazy. That man know your beginning, your middle, and your end. He know where you're going to be when he calls you. He know all things about us. But he looked beyond our faults this morning. And I'm so glad we got a God that sits high and look low. I'm so glad that we got a God that understands when we're going through trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
I'm so glad he understands that when we're in a dilemma, he know how to close our mind so we won't lose our mind. I was talking to a lady the other day, and she was mad with God, Dr. Johnson, for a while. And while the boys were washing the car, like I said, that's why God got me there, because when I'm on them jobs, I can do it at Marshall, but when I'm at them on them other jobs, you can't talk about God. They want to write you up and all that kind of crazy stuff.
I know what you're talking about.
That's why I see what's happening on them jobs right now, because they don't want God to come in and suck with them. They want to keep God closed out. Well, we don't talk about that. Man, you crazy. I'm going to talk about God as long as I got breath in my mouth, because that man saved my life. That man turned my life all the way around. I was heading down a road called Hades. I don't know what I'm talking about. In hell. But God stepped in.
What do you say?
And not only did he step in, but he started cleaning me up and picking that old stony heart out of me and putting a clean and soft heart in my body. That's why this morning I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for looking out for you, because I couldn't look out for my own self.
Go
you couldn't look out your own self either.
Go ahead.
If it had not been for the Lord on your side, you need to think about where God has brought you from. From a mighty long way. Brought us out of those old shotgun houses that were leaking and everything else. And now we're in houses that got bars in them. Thank God for that.
Go ahead. I know what you're talking about. We all came
over there. We all came
over there.
Our house was outside.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why these children are so crazy today. They ain't appreciative of nothing.
Look out there.
And I know where we come from.
Yeah. Preach.
And when you get a whooping, the people will whoop you. And then you go home and you got another beating going home.
Another
you hit my child, I'm going to get my gun. That Negro not only hit, he beat to be the night one. When you get up from South, he'll be better than what he is.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper